bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
This fall, I'm going to be on a fantastic TV program created by the wonderful celebrity chef Charles Maddox, and it's called Reversed. It's on the Discovery Life channel, and it helps people who have diabetes to change their lives, to help them live happier and healthier. And the reason I bring this up is I am very excited to have the wonderful Linda Gassenheimer on the program. She's a TV and radio personality, syndicated journalist, best-selling author, spokesperson, food consultant, and more. We're going to be talking about her latest book with the American Diabetes Association, the 12-week diabetes cookbook, your super simple plan for organizing, budgeting, and cooking amazing dinners. Linda, this is great. I'm going to learn so much. Welcome to the show.
Well, so nice to be talking with you, Lisa.
It's so nice to have you on the program. All right, Linda, let's jump in. Let's talk a little bit about you. When did you first get interested in cooking and healthy living?
Well, I've always been interested in eating, so that was a big start. I lived in London and Paris. I'm a trained cordon bleu chef.
But wow.
I've always wanted to have really, the most important thing here is it's got to be delicious. Really, really good.
Yes.
And then added to that, it'd be great if it's healthy. And so my syndicated column has always been healthy. It follows the government guidelines for nutrition. And then when the American Diabetes Association asked me to write for them, I just followed. The rules are practically the same. It's just good food that happens to be good for us, too.
Oh, that is nice. It's so important that things taste good, because I know that, you know, when I spoke, I mentioned Charles Maddox. When I spoke with him, you know, when you get that diagnosis, and other people I've spoken to who get it, you feel like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? What do I eat? I'm overwhelmed. There's so much going on. And that's why having something like this, a 12-week diabetes cookbook, really helps, because what they're going to find, Linda, and I made some of the recipes, is that they're delicious and you're not missing out. And that's a big thing. When the D word, deprivation, sneaks in, people flip out because it's tough, but it doesn't have to be, right?
Exactly. And thank you so much for those kind words. Yes, you know, a friend of mine called me. She's a teacher. She's come back. Her husband became a diabetic and was a diabetes educator. She came back and says, I didn't understand a word she said. I'm so worried. I don't have time. And all of my husband's a picky eater. So I said, don't worry, we're going to take care of it. So, and this is how so many people feel about it. And it's not necessary. In fact, I develop these recipes based on things that people like to have when they go out. For example, on the cover of the 12-week diabetes cookbook, I put meatballs and spaghetti. And people
read it
and say,
noticed
what?
That.
and yeah, sure, of course you can have these. Right. So I'm using a lower saturated fat meat. I'm using not a whole plate full of spaghetti, but certainly enough. And to make things easy for you, you want to have a pasta sauce. And one thing I've done with all of my books for the American Diabetes Association, because this is my seventh book for them.
Wow.
And I'm on the Nutrition Advisory Committee for them. But the thing is, I give you a thing called Shop Smart. So the manufacturers have finally heard us. You can find pasta sauce now that's lower in sugar, lower in saturated added fats and all. And so I give you what to look for on the nutritional label. You won't find the exact numbers, but you'll find plenty close to that. So keep those on your shelf, because you can make a quick and easy dinner using those pasta sauces.
Oh, that's nice. What are some other... Oh, go ahead, Linda.
No, sorry. No, well, you know, as I mentioned, spaghetti and meatballs, and you said people are so upset and what are they going to eat and all. And I do a lot. I mean, there's a tuna melt in the book. There's... you know, all kinds of ease. And then maybe you want, you know, people with diabetes have a 50% more chance of heart disease. So these recipes are following the heart guidelines. So we have to lower the salt intake. But this isn't so unusual, because our own government tells us to lower the salt intake. And so I have, you know, foods like with a variety of flavors, you know, ethnic flavors, maybe, you know, maybe like Indian food. I've got chicken tiki masala, or maybe just want some beef fajitas.
Nice. Oh, that sounds great. See, I love spices. And it sounds like you do, too.
I
love spices, and
important.
It sounds like you do, too.
Absolutely. Love the spices. and gives extra flavor without adding a lot of salt. And I give you a hint about spices, because if you've had spices on your shelf from two Thanksgivings ago, it's time to get rid of them. They really only last
about 6 months. Everybody's going to be cleaning out their kitchen. Now, I cook with spices regularly, but there are a few now that I think about that I haven't touched in years. So, okay, those are going to go. But it's so nice when you can get more creative. And what's nice about having the cookbook is that you do all the work for us, but yet we're going to maybe get to use things we haven't made before, like with the tikka masala or with some of the other dishes. I'm a huge garlic fanatic. You have a wonderful garlic steak and linguine with shredded carrots. That was really good. And I just say, bring on the garlic. I just have to be careful not to breathe on too many people. It's good this is on radio.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's cooked, so you're okay. So anyway.
Yeah. But I always add extra, though. That's my problem.
Yeah. Well, it's not a problem. You're enjoying your food, and that's the important part. And the thing is, with this book, is that you shop one day a week, and you have the food for the entire week. So my theory is, if you've got the food in the house, you're more likely to cook at home than to go out or have food sent in. So you mentioned the steak. So that week, you've cooked the steak, the garlic steak, and you're good to go, but you've cooked extra. So that later on in the week, I've got a barbecue beef sandwich. I've got a stir-fry beef dish later on in the week using the beef. So you're not using leftovers. You're creating a new meal. And one other thing about this book is they wanted the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, wanted me to cook on a budget. So here we are. We're getting really healthy, good food. We're cooking on a budget. So if you cook your way through the book, you're going to spend a little more than $5 per person per meal.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, you do dinner in minutes, and you have budget-friendly ideas. And so this is great. This is right in your wheelhouse.
Well, thank you. Thanks. And you know, people always are asking me, you know, how can I do this? How can I make my, do I have to cook a different meal for every person in my family? And of course not. Nobody wants to do that. And who's got the time and all of that?
Exactly.
So these meals are meant to be for the whole family. They're family-friendly meals. The recipes are for four people. You can cut them in half or double them, whatever you'd like to do with that. So it's so simple and so easy for you.
What are some of your favorite recipes in the book?
I was just going to mention my favorite recipe. How did you know?
I intuited it. And if people listened to my the interview before this with Dr. Tracy Stein, we talked about intuition. So I guess mine is working.
Okay. All right. So that sounds good. There are a lot of favorite recipes there. One this time of year, I think, is a great one, is lasagna soup. Now, you don't have to make a whole big fat lasagna. It's got all the flavors of lasagna, but it's a soup. So you cut up the lasagna noodles once the soup is cooking and put them in, and they cook in the soup as it cooks. Really simple and easy and very filling. And another one, you know, people say to me, oh, I can't have pork and I can't have steak. Wrong. You can. But what you want to do is look for the leaner cuts. So think in terms of loin, anything like tenderloin, sirloin. These are the leaner cuts of meat. And so another favorite recipe I have is it's a steak with a Mediterranean steak with minted couscous. Real simple. Mm. And here's one.
That sounds really
good. If you're watching any sports things on television, this would be great. Buffalo chicken legs with blue cheese salad and it's finger-licking good.
Ooh, sound finger-licking good.
These are drumsticks of the buffalo. And again, I've told you how to, what kind of sauce to buy, what to look for on the label. So you put the sauce on, you cook it, and it's real simple and easy. Another thing I like to do is help you shop the supermarket because, you know, these markets today are so big. I don't know. Do you find that they're enormous where you
are? Yeah, they are enormous. Yes, definitely.
I give you a shopping list. Every single recipe has a shopping list. And so I give you the shopping list according to the department because it annoys me and I find myself doing this. I'm in the dairy department. I forgot something in the produce department. That's two miles the other way.
So, well, at least you're getting your walking in.
So you're shopping by department according to the shopping list. Another thing I do, because the shopping list is for the entire week, I give you what to look for. You mentioned I do all the thinking for you. Well, I did all the thinking as I'm cooking and testing all of these. Let's say you're going to use olive oil throughout the week. So I've told you maybe you need a quarter cup of olive oil. Well, you don't have to, you can look and see what you've got. You've got a bottle. You've got enough there. You don't have to go and buy that particular product. And I do that for all of the ingredients for that week. So that helps you save time and money on that.
Oh, that's really nice. Because it does take a lot of time. You're right. I spend a lot of time in the grocery store. My husband and my daughter will be like, where did you run 12 errands? I thought you were just going to the store. But she's like, oh, I forgot something all the way on the other side. So it's good to have it all organized. And it's so nice that you give us what to get. And I like, too, that you can shop once a week. Because I find myself shopping a lot more than that. So I need to definitely do that. I want to get back to this lasagna soup. What else is in that?
Sorry, what's in the lasagna soup? Well, yeah. So it has in it, there's meat, and I'll tell you in a minute what is in it.
Oh, great.
And I'll give you the whole recipe, actually, and you'll be able to have a quick and easy soup for dinner with very little effort. Very little effort here. Okay, so we have here, okay. So you use diced onion, shredded carrots. Now, you could even buy diced onion already done for you in the supermarket, or you could have frozen diced onion on hand. Shredded carrots already from the supermarket. Oh, and here, you're going to love this because it has 6 cloves of garlic.
Ooh,
it
nice.
Has ground beef, lean ground beef, and now chicken broth. Now, when you look at the chicken broth can and it says 33% less, that's wonderful. But now the major brands have brought out even lower sodium on them. I mean, some of them, it's like a 40 milligrams of sodium. There's practically nothing in it. And you look for that. I tell you what to look for on the shopping list there. And a low sodium diced tomatoes with their liquid. That, again, you can find that in the market. And here's a secret. To bring out an intriguing flavor, add a little sweetness without any sugar or anything like that, I use a zest of orange rind in the soup.
Mm.
You'd be surprised.
That sounds good.
What an intriguing flavor. Then we have lasagna noodles broken up, some fresh basil. And then at the end, just before you serve it, I give a dollop of Greek yogurt, plain yogurt on it, on the soup.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it's so easy. Now, with that, you want to have a salad because this is a complete meal. So you've got the soup, and now we have some a salad. You can buy spinach already washed, ready to go. And I put some walnut halves over the spinach and a low-fat dressing. So that's your whole meal, easy and quick. And that meal cost per person is $4.71.
Oh, that's incredible. Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
So easy. Another way,
you know,
another thing
go ahead.
Surprises people that I do this is I use frozen fish for some of the meals. And they say, frozen what? Well, you know, if you look on the label of some of the frozen fish packets, the fish is flash frozen right on the boat when it's caught. So you're going to probably get more vitamins and freshness in the fish than if you're buying it in your local supermarket where it might be a week or more old by the time we get it. And also that means that you can buy the fish on Sunday, and you can have it for Wednesday or later on in the week, whenever you need it. And it's not just sitting around getting old in your refrigerator.
No, that's good, because that's not going to do anybody any good. And then you end up wasting food, and that's really bad.
Hang on, more with Lisa Davis coming up. Now, you know mindful eating is an essential part of self-care. We all know that every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. But eating right can be hard to maintain. You know it, and I know it. But that's where Sunbasket comes in to help. With 18 weekly recipes, there is something for everyone. Now, recently, I enjoyed making chicken parmesan and black bean cauliflower tostadas Diablo. Mm-hmm. Enough said. So here's the deal. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. And there's paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, and pescatarian options. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood, all delivered to your door. Just go to sunbasket.com/talkhealthy to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/talkhealthy for $35 off. sunbasket.com/talkhealthy. And now, back to Lisa Davis.
You know, Linda, I wanted to ask you about the crispy chicken with ratatouille. I love ratatouille, and crispy chicken sounds fabulous. So tell us about that.
Okay. So crispy chicken, and by the way, you have the crispy chicken one day, and then you have, you have make it into a sandwich later on in the week. So again, you're using, you know, you're cooking it all at once, but then you're going to wait. I have it later on as well. So you have cornmeal. And I use a little ground sage because, remember, we talked about using spices and all in the recipe. Mm. A little cayenne pepper if you want to have that kick. I use boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Now, the chicken thighs have a lot more flavor than the chicken breast. They're juicier, and it makes it really easy. So you mix the cornmeal and the sage and the cayenne pepper together, a little salt and pepper, and then you have a beaten egg white. So you dip the chicken in the egg whites and the chicken in the crispy cornmeal, and then you're just going to saute it in a skillet. So you're making this whole thing, but as I mentioned, you put half the chicken away to be used later on in the week. But you wanted to know about the ratatouille, right? So the ratatouille.
Oh, yes.
That has eggplant and zucchini and mushrooms and onion, and we've got a lot of garlic in it. What you're going to do is you're going to saute the vegetables in a saucepan, and then I've told you already what to look for when you're buying the tomato sauce, what to look for on the can, and you cook that all together. It simmers. Add a little oregano there to it, and you can serve a little bread with this meal as well, with the crispy chicken, the ratatouille, and a slice of multigrain bread. And that's your whole meal for the family. Again,
wow,
this meal, $4.28 per person for the meal.
That's so nice that you have that all figured out. It really is. You know, obviously with diabetes, people are watching their blood sugar. So again, they might say, oh, they can have bread with this, or oh, you have a little pasta. But you were saying it's about the servings, correct? And being careful and not overindulging.
Right. Well, this is my feeling. What you should do is look at these recipes or cook a few of them, and you get an idea of portion size, because we have no idea anymore what portion size is.
Oh, not at all.
Extraordinary portions, you know. And so what you do is you'll get an idea. Use it as a blueprint so you can understand what is involved with these meals, and then you can tailor it to your own likes for yourself. And it's so, you know, that way it's really easy to understand what you can eat. And I don't say what you can't eat, because you can eat almost everything. You mentioned the carbohydrates. People with diabetes need to count their carbohydrates. Well, I've done the counting for you. Just look at the recipe. And as you mentioned, there's a slice of bread. Now, people say to me, oh, I'm going to have a blowout meal. I'm going to have dessert. It's my birthday, whatever it is. So I always say to people, you're going to have a piece of cake. Don't have a false piece of cake, you know, low sugar cake or whatever. It's not going to taste good. What you should do is have that piece of cake, have a small piece, but then you have to think in advance, cut back on the carbohydrates throughout the meal, so that if you're going to have that splurge once in a while, you're ready for it. There's a lot of myths.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is it. You know, there's a lot of myths. People say, oh, well, you know, there's low sugar, no sugar cookies or cakes, and oh, this is great. I can have it. Well, first of all, nobody ever ate one cookie. That's for sure. Second of all, unless you're an extraordinary person, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So,
that's for sure.
But it's not the sugar you're looking at. You're looking at carbohydrates, and there are carbohydrates in that cake and cookie. Not only that, The sugar substitutes that they've used have a laxative effect, and we don't have to go any further about your stomach from there if you eat a lot of it. So, as I say, you know, eat that one piece of cake once in a while and then count your carbohydrates throughout the meal. Don't have that bread or don't have the pasta or whatever you're going to have. Also, you want to think in terms of having of brown. So you'd like to have brown rice and whole grain bread. And I say whole grain, don't look at brown bread. You know, if you look at the labels, some of the brown bread is brown because it's got caramel coloring. So
yep.
You need to have... You
that's a 100% whole grain, right? Or whole
yeah,
wheat?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What you need to do is start looking at labels. So once yeah. you've done that for a little while, then you know what you're going to be buying. You don't have to look all the time. And so that makes your life so much easier. Another thing people keep asking me about alcohol. What's on the list? Yeah. So, yes, men, according to the American Diabetes Association, men can have 2 glasses a day. That's a 5-ounce pour of wine, not when you're in a restaurant and they continually re-up your glass without your knowing it. So watch what you're doing. Women, 1 glass. And the same with spirits. Men can have 2 jigger fills. That's 1.5 ounces. And women, 1. Mm-hmm. But watch the setup because... Today, cocktails are very, very in, and there's a lot of sweetness in those setups there.
That's true.
And my feeling is that if you look at the 12-week diabetes cookbook and just look at some of the recipes and get an understanding of how you can have really great food that's good for you too, without having to say, oh, I can't have this or I can't have that. It's so quick and easy for you.
Yeah, Linda, you did an excellent job. The time goes by so quickly. It was so wonderful having you on. You'll have to come back. In the meantime, Linda, tell us where we can get the 12-week diabetes cookbook and all your other great books and how to listen to you and read all your great columns.
Well, thank you so much. You come to my website. That's dinnerinminutes.com. And I think the Chicago Tribune might take my column. It's called Quick Fix.
Cool.
It's dinner for two that's quick and easy that fits the government guidelines. You can buy my diabetes cookbook on any of the Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, you know, wherever you want to go online. You can buy it at diabetes.org, and it's sold there, and it should be sold in your local stores, hopefully. Your local stores have it. You can ask them for it, the 12-week diabetes cookbook. It's sold everywhere. So if you go to dinnerinminutes.com, that'll help you get to where you need it. It has a description of all my books there.
Terrific. Linda, I want to thank you so much. If people want to learn more about the shows that I do, you can go to itsyourhealthwithlisadavis.com. Find Talk Healthy Today, Talk Fitness Today, and more. You can also find me on Twitter at healthmediagal, #1, and at Talk Healthy, #2. Day, thank you so much for listening and stay well.